What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
And pucker up, because this dilemma may lead to some kissing, if we can help Deirdre to solve it. This is the dilemma that she's written to us about. She says, after 20 years looking, I've met a lovely man. He has so many of the qualities I've been seeking, and the feeling is mutual. So far, so good. Deirdre continues, but his teeth make me cringe. He's a fit, healthy guy and dresses beautifully and is highly educated. I just can't understand why he hasn't or doesn't care for his teeth. How could he miss the fact that oral hygiene seriously affects general health? We have plenty of chemistry and I love kissing, so I just have to tell him. But how? Any ideas? That's from Deirdre. All right, well, how would you approach this delicate matter? Drilling into this one, Anna Arkea, who's a dancer and dance teacher in Melbourne. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Amanda.
And Craig Quatermain, who's a comedian in Perth. Hi, Craig.
Hi, Amanda.
So, hey, Craig, what's the status of oral hygiene in your life and relationships?
Look, I'm pretty obsessive when it comes to teeth. It's terrible, but I may be a little bit too intense, but it is one of those things that I look at in a really judgmental, superficial, horrible way that I will never admit to the person's face.
And deal breaker if you're concerned about someone's oral hygiene?
It definitely depends on how close it is. If it's someone that I'm not going to actually have to engage that mouth.
I am talking about intimate relationships, yes.
Well, very, very luckily, married for a while.
No tooth problems there.
yeah, she's all right. But it would be awfully distracting. I mean, I get distracted talking to people for a number of reasons. But, I've got some relatives that have fangs and not actual teeth. And from a comedic point of view, there is something hilarious about someone you're not that keen on or like that much, and they've just got this wedge of something in their teeth and you don't tell them. Like, that's kind of quite amusing as well.
Well, Anna, you've got lovely teeth and I'm sure
you
look after them. Do you relate to Deirdre's problem?
I can. And, you know, I mean, I guess that's why they call this a dilemma. I'm really conflicted because on the one hand, teeth are really important and kissing is really important and that's how you build intimacy and bond and, you know, you can't have a relationship without that. But on the other hand, as a woman who has dated a lot in my life, and there's honestly more turkeys than Thanksgiving. So if you finally found one after 20 years that's, you know, he sounds like a great guy, he's intelligent, impeccably dressed, that's amazing, and, you know, you really like him, I think it is worth having the conversation because it's really just a practical thing. I mean, there are some things you can't fix. You know, you can't fix if someone's an idiot. You can't really fix if they're racist or misogynist or whatever. That's too hard. But a tooth thing is really just a practical issue. Okay. So, you know, there's
all right.
ways. It's
all
probably
right. we'll
worth
get,
it.
We'll get on to those ways in a minute. One thing, though, I think is that, as you're both saying, your teeth and your mouth are such an intimate space and you can feel actually quite vulnerable and judged on the condition of your teeth. Craig, though, how do you respond to a person who seems not to clean their teeth, you know, who's got bad breath maybe? Because that's different. I mean, having bad teeth is one thing, but not looking after them is another.
I can't get my head around the idea if this guy is fit and healthy, that would give you the impression that there's some level of discipline. So if someone's willing to actually look after their body in some way, that they'd get to the pretty much what is one of the first impressions you make is with your smile and then just decide, nah, not going to worry about that and just neglect that part of the body. I find that interesting and also kind of, difficult to get my head around. Like if it is just a legit bad hygiene, as in doesn't like to brush or floss. Flossing's huge. I can't get over how many people don't do that. And that's where a lot of the bad. See, I'm going to start showing how obsessed I am.
That's why you're here.
The flossing is the biggest thing. And, that's where a lot of the stank comes from. And people don't take that into account. So for this person, the problem is, though, how long have they been dating and she's been putting up with this bad area?
Yes, it's not clear from what Deirdre says. Don't know.
I know.
I think it sounds
so
fairly new to me, I think.
Yeah. It's also not really clear what's wrong with them.
No, exactly.
And how intense is the phrase looking for 20 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Sorry, just
well, trust me, as a heterosexual woman, that sounds about right.
Well, Anna, what do you think is going on here with the chap in question? Given these paradoxes, as Deirdre's pointed out, and Craig's found as well, you know, that he's well dressed, so he cares about his appearance, he's educated, so, you know, he knows stuff.
Yeah.
And yet
it's bizarre. Maybe, I mean, all of us have blind spots, you know.
Mm.
All of us think, hey, we've got it all together, and then there's one thing we're just the worst at. I mean, we all have a blind spot. Maybe this is his. Maybe he has some childhood trauma.
His teeth are his Achilles heel?
Yeah, maybe. His Achilles teeth. Maybe they are. Maybe he's scared of the dentist. Maybe he hates toothpaste. I don't know. I mean, there's no way of knowing, really, but I think everybody has a blind spot. But it is odd. I mean, I think, really, toothbrushing is pretty basic.
Mm.
So,
well, you know, there is the common dream that people have about their teeth falling out. Now, this is often given the interpretation that you're scared that you're losing it more generally, you know, so maybe you're losing your vigour or your potency or your effectiveness. I wonder if, from Deirdre's point of view, Craig, even subconsciously, she might be seeing this guy's bad teeth as symbolic of some deeper problem in him?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's people can take one minor flaw and, yeah, absolutely investigate the hell out of it to this. I don't know. I mean, there are so many – it's such a minute thing that if this is the one thing she's caught up on, I'm curious about how – like, maybe he's just amazing and his teeth are kind of normal.
You did say in the first place it would be a deal breaker for you, so
– yeah, I mean, I guess also too that I made that. All right, so again, I'm showing my intensity here, but I find that if you have really nice teeth, it would make somebody else subconscious about their teeth by seeing yours. And in a relationship, like, I'm kind of curious how bad this guy's teeth actually really are.
Yes.
Maybe the rest of him is just spectacular and his teeth are just average and comparatively.
All right, well, let's talk through now some possible strategies and solutions for Deirdre's dilemma. Now, we have some come in on text, some advice. One person says maybe buy him an electric toothbrush as a present. Another one says get one of his mates to chat to him. A text from Cass saying bad breath isn't always due to poor dental hygiene and ugly stained teeth can be due to medications. Perhaps the woman should just ask. And another text saying, I recall TV and radio ads many years ago promoting a brand of mouthwash with the slogan, you need Listerine for lovers. Okay, so there's some thoughts. Anna, some possible strategies, solutions from you.
Look, no one wants to have these conversations. We had a guy in our office once when I used to be a public servant who really smelled very, very, very bad.
And so body odour, body odour issue.
But it lingered. So he would leave our cubicle and 10 minutes later the smell would remain and someone would come in and go, woo. And so it was really bad. So we drew straws and luckily I didn't have to talk to him, but one of us did. And it's a horrible thing to have to do. But I would say if you are going to have the conversation, which in my opinion, it sounds like it's worth it. Deirdre's been waiting 20 years. This is a great guy. Brushing your teeth or whatever it is, it's pretty simple. Go to the dentist, it's fine. It's worth having the conversation. So I would say my strategies for the awkward talk would be to not to do anything passive aggressive, so no weird hints and things, because that's going to lead to disappointment.
Just come out with it.
Just come out with it. But also I would come out with it because it's actually Deirdre's problem. This is an adult man. He's obviously fine with his teeth. He's allowed to have any teeth he wants. As a free person, he can have whatever teeth he likes. So I would say for Deirdre, if it was me, I would broach it in terms of, look, there is, you know, I think you're amazing and for all these reasons, there is one thing that I have a problem with and I'm really fussy about teeth and I'm really squeamish about dental hygiene and that's a thing for me. And, you know, that's
would you
something
consider...
that, yeah, that's something that I need to...
Okay.
Deal with, and then, but I wanted to talk to you about it. So I would do it that way rather than, because also I don't think it'll be a surprise to him that he doesn't have good teeth. Mm. Like, I'm sure he's aware of it.
Interesting.
On some level.
Yeah. I don't know. Craig, what do you think?
Oh, goodness,
what
Anna.
Would you
that
do?
Was such a mature response compared to the one I was going to give.
Oh, thank you. Would you like to give your immature response?
Well, look, I actually was I'm quite a blunt person now because I feel like you just kind of get to a point where you need to value your own time. And if you're going to dance around a topic, then it's only going to really impact you. Whereas this one, I was actually kind of thinking like maybe a few tricks, like bringing home a new brand of toothpaste and saying, hey, like we should try this. Please tell me what you think. And,
yeah.
Or a
bit like giving someone a new electric toothbrush. Yeah. So, all right. So
a romantic toothbrushing ritual maybe. Like, let's go and brush our teeth. It'll be so sexy.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, Deirdre, I hope this is... been of some help to you, and hopefully there will be kissing. Thanks, Deirdre, for posing that as this week's Modern Dilemma. Anna Arkea is a dancer and the founder of Anna's Go-Go Academy in Melbourne, and in Perth, comedian Craig Quatermain. If you want to know when and where you can see him, there's a link on the Life Matters website. Craig and Anna are each blessed with an excellent set of teeth, and I thank you both for wrapping your mouths around this dilemma.
Thank you.
Thanks, Craig.
Cheers.